Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
So you will feel all your powers unfold. Ooh. Stretching up big wings, all the waters turning gold. Ooh. So tell your story, baby, don't give up. Just let it go out, your quiet wishes are loud enough. We'll be the one to take a chance, have demands.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today is a certified health and life coach at Surrender to Transformation Coaching. She has over 25 years of experience in the outpatient mental health field and is a strong advocate for supporting others to transform their lives through her unique coaching style and practice. Stephanie Telfair, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here and welcome to Team Power. You are in the Taunton location, a member since January.
Absolutely.
How does it feel to be a part of the group?
Awesome. I love it.
Love to hear it. Love to have you. I wish I could clone you.
Oh, thank you. You're
frankly,
too kind.
Frankly, everyone. I wish I could clone everyone and have so many more women in the group. But I want to mention that all of your information to contact you is in the Powerful Women Revealed directory at the Taunton location. You can also find Stephanie at Facebook at Surrender to Transformation Coaching.
Absolutely.
And I want to kick off this first segment talking about your clear mission and really the clarity sessions that you provide for your clients. So you've been in the mental health and wellness field for many years. Why was it important for you to become certified specifically in transformational coaching?
Well, first and foremost, through my faith in my ministry, and it taught me that to be of service to others. That's mm-hmm. first and foremost. So I had to sit back and ask myself, who am I?
Mm.
What do I represent? What is it that I can share with others? Mm. And so working in the community through outpatient mental health for 25 plus years, especially most recently with parents, right? I was seeing the moms and the parents that I was going through in their stories. I was like reading the same book over and over. I can see myself, and I knew that I would be able to support them. I could help them and give them the guidance and support that I didn't have, right? In my journey.
So then you were taking a long look at yourself to take your own gifts and make sure that you were using them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you believe in this program.
Absolutely.
That you offer to others because you've had your own success through it?
Yes.
So what was a little bit of the success that you have had?
So a lot of the success that I've
had. A lot, okay.
First and foremost, I was coming from I was at the unhealthiest state of my life, physically, mentally, emotionally. So I was through the program, I was able to lose 40 pounds, gain clarity. I was no longer depressed, less stress, high energy, sleep patterns.
And how long did it take you to go through the program?
90 days.
That's it.
90 days. The program is 90 days. And after the 90 days, you have the foundation, a secure foundation to move forward.
Really?
Oh, yes.
So it takes time.
Oh, Absolutely.
I don't believe that you can do anything real quick fix.
Right.
Like, you know that I'm writing the book now, the Love Diet. And
I'm
a big believer that it really takes time to shift your mind and before you can actually make a change.
Right.
So this 90 days, you completely transformed. Just by the 90 days of work, was it easy to follow?
Well, I didn't completely transform because that's not reality.
Aha.
Right? So we're all a work in progress, but the 90 days gave me the support, the clarity, and the foundation to move forward.
Okay. All right. And then, so really, everyone is introduced to that powerful word, change.
Absolutely.
That not everybody wants to embrace.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, it's not easy for everyone to change.
Right.
I've learned.
Right.
The hard way. So what age group are you looking for to support and help other women? What age group do you really want to?
Well, I would have to say the ideal would be 27 to 77.
Mm.
Okay. But I do also offer a life skills class. I'm creating a program.
Yes, and I really want to talk about that more later because the life skill class is really geared towards women ages 19 to 26.
Yes.
And you're developing that right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. But the 90-day program is really for 27 to above.
Right.
Okay. People that want to change.
Absolutely.
People that want to transform, people that want to do something differently.
Right.
And we'll go into that further in another segment. But why do you really want women? I read that you said that it has to be somebody that's ready to reclaim their lives. So what does that mean to you?
What does reclaiming your life mean?
Mm.
Well, reclaiming your life is coming to a point in your life where you realize that what you're doing is just not working. And
you don't own it.
Well, you are owning. You're owning that it's not working.
Mm.
So that is the first shot to transformation, to moving forward, to knowing that you're ready to take that next step. Because until you're ready, you can sit with 20 coaches and the transformation isn't going to happen. So you have to be ready.
You have to be ready.
You have to be ready because it's not a fight.
You can't
send
your friend. You can't say, hey, whoever, I heard this radio show. You can't send your friend.
Absolutely, right. They have to be ready.
They have to be ready. But what I was kind of alluding to is that if you're not claiming your own life, right? If you're not in the driver's seat, I guess if you're in the passenger seat, you're owning that. But some people are not owning it. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're in the passenger seat, you're not owning it. Or you are, subconsciously.
You are.
Mm.
You are.
Everyone is owning it at some level.
Yeah. You know.
Mm.
You know when enough is enough. You know when what you're doing is just not working.
Mm.
It's no longer working. And so you come to a point, a spot in the road where you...
And it's almost like, and I'm thinking of my own life as an example, it's almost like when I got to the point where I was at my unhealthiest, which I am no longer in.
Amen.
Amen. But I was really, I was accepting it. So I was kind of owning it and accepting, oh, this is it. This is all there is. Like,
right.
Not really, you know what I mean?
Right. So you were accepting that, but you weren't ready to accept transformation.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Yeah. Because transformation takes work.
Right.
Right? Anything takes work. Nothing comes for free.
Absolutely.
Even though we have that drive-through mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have that drive-through. We want the easy button. We have that mentality. But whatever is worth having takes work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So absolutely, this is that foundation that gets them sort your war room. I forgot to talk about your war room in here. So tell me about your war room before we go to break.
My war room, that is my piece of self-care that I created in my home.
Mm.
And it's a half of my office, my home office. And that's where I go. That's my sanctuary. And that's where I go when I spend time with my God and I get my strength and my power and my encouragement and my love and my joy and my peace.
And that's your armor.
And all my armor.
That's your armor.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
I totally
Amen.
Did not know what that was when you first mentioned it.
Yes.
And then, once you explained it and mm-hmm. put the dots together for me, it came together. So what can people expect from their first clarity session?
Okay. So from your first clarity session, well, there's only one.
Yes.
So
first, one and only.
Yep,
one and only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's where it starts. It starts with the conversation.
Okay.
Right? And that would begin in the clarity session. And in that clarity session, we are.
Okay.
Because this is all we.
Yes.
It's not I.
Yes.
Right? So we're going to uncover what's been stopping you, slowing you down, or keeping you from reclaiming your life. We're going to develop a powerful vision of what ready, aim, reclaim looks like for you, because it's different for everyone.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to discover which foods and lifestyle habits are stripping you from greatness and what to do about it.
Mm.
And you're going to get a crystal clear on a step-by-step plan to be reclaiming your life in 90 days or less.
Mm. Okay.
So whether, if you're choosing to move forward with the 90-day program or not, when you walk away from this clarity session,
you
walk away different.
Mm. You walk away different mm-hmm. no matter what.
Yeah.
And most people probably want to sign up anyway.
Yeah. And I have clients that come back.
Mm, okay.
Because they said they just couldn't. It just sparked a fire within them.
Too much was uncovered.
Yeah.
For them to put it back under the rug or wherever it was. Okay. All right. Well, we do have to go to break. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Stephanie Telfair, and you can find her at Facebook at Surrender to Transformation Coaching. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9
WATD. Hi, my name is Julie Hatch, and I've practiced as a pediatric nurse practitioner for over 20 years. I created Moms on a Mission to help mothers handle their child's challenging behavior. You can get to a place of confidence and calm through my convenient Moms on a Mission coaching program and your continued commitment to raising your child in the best possible way. If your child is challenging you, let's get you beyond that behavior. Contact me for a free 30-minute consultation today at juliehatch@hotmail.com.
One of my favorite things to do is write. Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I'm excited to tell you that soon I will be releasing my debut book entitled, I Am on a Love Diet. I share my amazing concept of how I created my own diet through writing the book. Each reader is on a journey with me through my 365-day journal of confessions and many revelations throughout. My book is practically an experiment, which has ultimately helped me gain control over my own health by building upon one achievable decision at a time. A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. I Am on a Love Diet is scheduled to be published by September 1st, and you can be one of the first ones to get your hands on a copy by signing up for a sneak peek at Chapter 1 today. Visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
She hid under beds. She
are back on that note. What a great spinoff that was.
Yeah, it was.
That was Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. What a great video that is. I want you to go watch all these videos.
Yeah, I will.
They are so powerful. Before we went to break, we were talking about uncovering and how you help them to uncover different things that they're doing, that your clients are doing that they, you know, potentially want to change, or they're hesitant to change, but they know they need to change.
Right.
Some people are not so forthcoming with information. How do you get them to let go and let their guard down?
It's all, again, I'm going to repeat, it's all self-driven. So how we, again, it's the conversation, right? So no matter how they come in, We start gently. It's just a conversation, a series of questions, and to find out what motivates them. Mm. What motivates them in their life, period, right? Mm. And what is most important to them and why, right? So then in that way, and the most the other thing is the guilt and the judgment. Mm. We have to, you know, we dive into that. Mm. And what that feels like and what that looks like
to them.
I don't
know anybody who doesn't have guilt.
Right, right.
Like, right.
So we can take that guilt and we can reframe it. We can turn that around, right? And take it from the guilt and the judgment. Because a lot of times when we just have a simple conversation about the guilt, right, a lot of times people don't feel that they deserve to do themselves. Right, make themselves a priority because their work, their home, their
everybody else comes first. Everybody else comes first. We're on the bottom of our own priority list.
Right, but what everyone has to remember is that when you don't take care of self first, reclaim yourself, that means you're not giving your best version. So you're actually shortchanging them and everyone else.
Everyone else. I believe that.
Right.
I believe that. So when you're one of the questions I asked you before today was how do your clients describe you? Mm. And so there were a beautiful descriptions, beautiful words everybody uses to describe you.
That was awesome.
I know, isn't that great to hear?
Yeah.
Which description or word makes you feel the most blessed or the most conscious, I want to say, that you are in your right element?
So I'm glad you said blessed. And I would say at first it was tricky. And then I was like, no, absolutely. The word empowering. Right. And the word empowering, because when I was in that place before I was ready to reclaim, before I reclaimed my life, that was, I had no power. I was powerless. So to hear someone say that I'm empowering to them, you know, that really every time it touches my heart, because and then it brings me, like I said, when you said
blessed,
brings
you more power.
Right, it brings me more power.
Fills you up even more.
And it just reminds me of, you know, where I've come in my spirituality and how far God has brought me. So,
I love that you said that you ask yourself the question, who am I?
Yeah.
And why am I here?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's such a great question we can constantly ask ourselves.
Absolutely.
Not just once.
Right.
Just keep asking ourselves that kind of question.
And that's good. That's a good way. Who am I being right now at this moment? Who am I being?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love it. I've been asking a lot of questions.
Yeah.
a lot of questions lately. So now this segment, I really want to focus on the whole simple fact that it just starts with a conversation. And does your when you first begin that conversation and you start uncovering and discovering different things about the client and they're ready to move forward, is your program helping to eliminate or introduce or both?
It's both. Absolutely.
Okay.
So,
and how does everybody feel when they know they have to take away and they have to add?
They feel okay.
Yeah.
They feel okay because we're doing it in the same in the same breath. So it's not like they're taking away and they're walking away and they're panicking because they're taking away.
Yeah.
So when they're taking away, we're replacing. We're taking away a habit, a negative habit, and we're, you know, creating habit change, right? So that's what
it's all about. What does all of that mean, habit change?
Habit change. So exactly what I just said. So habit change is replacing old habits, negative habits, with new habits.
And how do they stay?
How do they stay? That would be by, that's your everyday work. How they stay is the whole program, right? The transformation. It's learning and teaching and growing, learning yourself, right? And what you need as yourself, because it's different for everyone. So each time it might be a signature program, but it is individualized.
Yeah, because every person's different.
Every person is different, right?
Mm. So the reason I'm asking that is because of this thing I shared with you before we came on air about my little binge episode that I just had.
Right.
And I have eliminated some foods from my diet because they're no longer serving me.
Right.
Right. And replace them with other healthier things. But potato chips is one of my, my binger foods. And even though it's the healthier potato chip with less ingredients, right? A chip is a chip.
Absolutely, yes.
And a bag is a bag.
Right.
And I didn't feel that great about myself the next day after eating today, after eating those chips. And I didn't eat the whole bag by myself, but I ate more than enough, more than I could have. And I'm still trying to figure out the lesson.
Right.
Like, to, you know, of what I did. Why did I do it? Do I want to keep doing it? Am I, you know, how do I, is it guilt that I feel now? Am I frustrated? Like, I'm really still working through it.
So in the end, what I'm hearing you say is that you know a lot. We know what to do.
I know.
We just don't always do it, right?
Exactly.
So that's what I would say to you. If you were my client, you said that to me, that's what I would say. I would say, let's reframe that, right? Let's not look at it as in a negative. We want to always search for another habit change. We want to run away from negative and run towards positive. So there's a positive affirmation in everything. Right? Positive intention in everything. So in opposed to when you eat the chips, right? Instead of like chowing them down and, you know, and then feeling guilt and
bloated, greasy.
Right. Yeah. So when you're eating them, eat them. Claim it. You're going to eat it. But instead of judgment, right? And guilt, I would suggest the curiosity. Ask yourself, why am I making this choice? Why? What is it that I am needing in this moment that I'm choosing chips?
Yeah. And you know what it was? I gave it up. And it had been 42 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Right.
So I said, that was enough. Mm-hmm. I need some chips.
Well,
and I also feel like there is a chemical thing. There's I don't know if it's endorphins or if it's what goes on, but there's a chemical thing that that led me there, that led me back there, that kept me eating them, you know, the taste of it, everything. And it was very educational, and
right.
I need to get more curious.
Right.
But it was, and I disclose this in the book, that I discover that I'm a binge eater.
Mm-hmm.
And not every binging moment is, you know, massive amounts.
Absolutely.
Of, you know, $300 through a drive-thru.
Right.
Sometimes the binges are teeny tiny, little, you know, three Halloween candies or something like that. But it's definitely interesting.
Right, because it doesn't matter the size of the binge, because emotionally it's still going to be ginormous.
Yes.
Right? So that's the key of just sitting back, and that's what a coach is for, right?
Yeah.
To help support you through that.
Mm-hmm. Right? With the foundation.
With the foundation to support you through that, to help you realize that emotional peace, right, in that binging. Because we can grasp it and move on, but sometimes we have to stay there and we have to continue to just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it and go deeper.
And when you talk about it, it helps. You can get through it. You can get past it. You can even conquer it.
The why underneath the why.
Mm-mm.
And sometimes it takes you way back. Sometimes it takes you way back.
Okay. Well, we have to go to break. When we come back, I want to talk about the different types of transformations that people can make. So I hope you stay with us. My guest is Stephanie Telfair, and you can find her at Facebook, Surrender to Transformation Coaching. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WAETD.
Do you own a home, are age 62 or older, and looking to increase your retirement income? Patty Scappa works tirelessly educating professionals and homeowners on the advantages of reverse lending options. Patty Scappa recently joined Cross Country Mortgage, focusing solely on home equity conversion mortgages, also known as HECM. Find out if a HECM is right for you at PattyHECM.com. That's Patty with an I, HECM.com. Cross Country Mortgage, Inc. is a licensed mortgage broker in Massachusetts. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS numbers 22026 and 3029.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. And since 2013, you've heard me interview hundreds of business women who share their milestones and successes. Well, I have created a great motivational tool for anyone in business. I call them Reflections Cards. These cards can help you on your journey from overcoming limiting beliefs to achieving a new powerful mindset. And honestly, people are telling me they're a lot of fun. Contact me through PowerfulWomenRevealed.com. Order your Reflections Cards today. Visit PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Something I ain't heard before. Oh, I've been dreaming about it, and it's you I'm on. So stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk about where we're coming before we get lost?
And we are back on that note. That was Khalid. Am I saying it right? Khalid?
Khalid.
Talk Khalid. This is my new favorite song. I'm going to be playing it like all the time
it.
Right now.
It
Love
good.
It. And watching the video is just wicked cool. That's my favorite right now. So it really starts with a conversation with you, with the coaching, and that first clarity session. And then really almost everything is 90% over the phone.
90%.
But really 100% is up to the client.
Absolutely.
It's there. They need to want the transformation. It's 100% up to them.
Absolutely.
You can lead a horse to water.
Absolutely.
Right. Right. So anyway, we were just talking about, where were we? The different types of transformation. And I want to go into what is a simple transformation that a client has had versus like a major transformation.
Okay. So a simple transformation, I can give you one example. A young woman that I worked with, we'll call her Susan.
Okay.
And she became a client for my 5-day detox.
Okay.
And through the detox in 5 days, she was suffering from lack of sleep. She couldn't sleep through the night.
Okay.
And in 5 days, that turned her, that changed for her.
Really?
Yeah. Uncovering, you know, what we uncover with the in the 5 day detox, she is now able to sleep in the, you know,
perfect,
sleep longer in the evenings and
awesome,
gained energy and everything that comes along.
Simple
with that.
But powerful.
Very.
Because
very.
We have to sleep.
Absolutely.
Right. I love sleeping now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so what is a major transformation?
So a major transformation.
Besides yours, because you absolutely had a major yeah transformation.
Major, major. So I have a client testimonial that we'll call her Andrea.
Okay.
And she said her life now has structure. She has gained knowledge and wisdom in healthy eating habits. She's received so much more than she ever expected. With the support and guidance of the 90-day program, she has more energy and clarity on things in her life more than ever before, and it feels natural.
Oh.
She said, and through the journey, her faith in God is more focused. She now has control of her worry and accepts what she can't change.
Because it's still going to be worry.
Right. Absolutely. Right. It's life. Right. Mm. And she said, I am enjoying the process through this season in my life, and this keeps me positive. She said, it's more than just coaching.
Mm.
Right. And she said, finding your truth is never easy, but it is necessary.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So just from the 90 days.
Just from the 90 days.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That is very powerful. Now, how are you doing it? What is the 90-day program doing that it's not a diet, which I love?
Absolutely not.
People, and I have to demystify the whole love diet thing with the book cover that I'm trying to figure out, because it's not less love.
Right.
The love diet. So, but it's not a diet. It's not deprivation or military exercise.
Right.
So right. How, what is this that you're doing that it's not a diet?
Right. Well, because it's not, so every, remember we spoke about individualized.
Yes.
So someone might come into the 90-day program and they might, weight loss might not have anything to do with what they're looking for. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's what that clarity session, realizing what reclaiming their life means to them. So it doesn't necessarily mean weight, right? It could be a whole, you know, it could be a number of other things. So once that gets determined, then, you know, you move forward.
But even if it is a weight issue, it's still not a diet.
No, it's not a diet, because diet is deprivation. Diet doesn't work.
I know.
Nicole,
how
many people do you think lose weight and gain it all back within 6 months?
Everyone.
It's 98%.
Yeah, I know.
98%.
Yeah, because only 2%, I'm writing in the book, actually stick with it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And so through the program, what you're doing is you're figuring out what works for your body and what doesn't, because everyone's different. So that's why this diet works for that person, and the, you know, another diet works for another person, but not me. Right. So you have to figure out what works for you.
And every person has a different culture, a different hereditary, different traditions that
absolutely
they grow up with that they don't want to let go of, and certain things like that. So there's too many things that come into effect of when you're trying to figure it out.
Right, so, and it's all a process. And in the 12 weeks, it's one session leads to the next session leads to the next session.
Oh, so it's 12 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So the 90 days, during that 90 days, it's a weekly...
Yes, so it's via telephone.
Okay.
And it's 1 hour a week.
Okay.
Right.
For the 90.
For 90 days.
Okay.
And so.
Oh, I keep thinking 90 weeks. For 90 days. All right. 12 sessions.
Yes.
90 days. Got it. Okay.
Right.
And after the first clarity session.
After the first clarity session.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Because, yes, 13 weeks. Radio is all about the 13 weeks. Okay. All
right. Right. And each session is going to build upon the next.
Mm-hmm.
The client is going to walk away with action steps. And
how much are they doing in between?
They're doing it all. They do all the work. So when
but it's through their daily life.
Absolutely. So they apply it all week. So what we introduce into this each session, they're going to now take it for the week and they're going to apply it to their lives. And when they come back the next week, the first thing we do is we go over their successes and their challenges so that it doesn't get overlooked and then they keep running into that issue.
And you know what I love that you said, that they're introducing it each week. You're introducing sort of a new layer.
Absolutely.
So that you're doing it slowly, so that you can conquer one thing right. at a time, so that right. it is achievable.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Hello.
I like to say, small hinges swing big doors.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this this whole right thing. So it's the what you provide is the right organizational system, the right support, and the right accountability to help someone change. Mm-hmm. What are some examples of what we're doing wrong?
I love how you call it the right thing, right? I like it, the right thing.
And we have to go to break, so let's give a little snip, and then we'll come back to it when we come back.
Okay, so the right system would be the right steps in the right order.
In the right order.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And that goes back to your... you know, slowing it down and paying it, you know, let's draw out what this, let's not just recognize the problem right that we're having right now. Let's go deep. Let's dig into that until we can find and get past that obstacle.
Okay. So to move on to the next.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you stay with us. My guest is Stephanie Telfair, and you can find her at Surrender to Transformation Coaching on Facebook. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Being part of a community is everything. At Road to Responsibilities, Express Yourself Community Connections, we provide inclusive opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to sell their artwork alongside members of the community. Our classes and events encourage authentic self-discovery through artistic collage and conversation. Every human being craves meaning and purpose in their lives. At Express Yourself Community Connections, you'll discover individual expression and meaningful, inclusive social connection. Please visit roadtoresponsibility.org today.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits, I want to see you smile, but no, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Stephanie Telfair. And this last segment's going to go by fast because we went a little bit over. But I really want to continue the conversation about the right way versus the wrong things that we're doing. So you said that really the in the right order.
So the right system, the right support, and the right accountability. So we already talked about the system, and the support means someone to help encourage you when you're feeling stuck. And the right accountability is someone to give you that quick kick in the butt,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're falling off track. because most of us, we know what to do. We just don't always do it.
So the wrong thing, when as far as the having the support, is the right way, because when we are feeling stuck, the wrong thing is to stay stuck and not get the support and go back to the old ways.
Absolutely.
That's really the wrong way, is what you're saying. So the right support, when you have that right support person, you can get past that obstacle.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then really I want to talk about, which we haven't really talked about too much up until now, we did in the first segment, the person that you want to support and help are the people that want to make themselves a priority.
Yes.
And who else? Somebody that wants to create new healthy habits.
Yes.
Right? And ready for a lifestyle change or makeover. And they have to be ready.
They have to be ready.
And what's a good way that people know that they're ready? Because you can't send your friend.
A good way that people know that they're ready is... when
they're just sick and tired.
They're just sick and tired of all of it. Mm. Nothing's working.
Nothing has ever worked.
Right. Nothing's working any longer. And they're looking for something more in life. They know there's something more. They just don't know how to get there. So.
Mm. And who else? Who else do you want to support?
Someone that, you know, that's looking to change, you know, their health, you know, healthy eating habits.
Because I think the stress reduction is going to happen automatically, right? So I think if somebody wants to reduce stress, that's already going to happen if they want to change, introduce change and reclaim their life. Mm. No, not necessarily.
No, because in the beginning, it's going to add stress. Even though they're here, we're here, this relationship is beginning, the first initial, because the limiting beliefs are still there, right? And they have been there for years. So the stress might still be there, but it's just trusting enough in that solid clarity session that they're going to, you know, we do a vow statement where, you know, they create a vow statement that helps them to move forward, to show up every week for themselves.
But it's good stress because it's different. It's you're going into a better direction, a better path.
Yeah.
So it's definitely positive stress because it's not the same old frustrated stress. It's a new type.
Right.
I love how you say reframing it. Mm-hmm. Reframing it. Okay. And then really, the programs that you have are the Ready, Aim, Reclaim. I love that.
90-day transformational.
Yep. And then the 5-day detox. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the group coaching. Is this over the phone as well? Or
No. The group coaching would not be over the phone. So okay. It's 90%. Over the phone.
Okay.
So the group coaching is not over the phone, and that would be determined by who the client is and what they're looking for. So that would be face to face.
Okay.
Right. And as well as the
how many people?
That depends.
Okay. It doesn't. It's unlimited.
Unlimited. Absolutely.
Okay. But absolutely. Really intimate is probably a little bit. What you want? No, because
it's not what I want. It's what the client wants.
But as long as it's intimate enough where they can share, because group coaching, I mean, everyone is being revealing themselves in front of a group. So as long as it's as long as they're ready for that.
Again, I was just there. You said it. I was waiting. I was going to pull it out of you.
Pulling the words right out of my mouth. Yep. Okay, and then kicking the sugar habit. We are almost out of time, but I want to make sure that we hit the kicking the sugar habit.
Right. So those are my wellness workshops, and that's face to face as well. And I have several, and that's one is kick the sugar habit, stress busters is another, and detoxing your body for beginners. So okay. Those are wellness workshops that I will go to, you know, promote, and so that would be a face to face as well.
Okay. And what is this quote that you want? Because I usually end with a quote. So what is your quote that you want? We're going to do a double quote here.
So this really touched me. And it's, I believe that if you can change a behavior or a habit, then you can change someone's overall health. And if you can change their health, then you can change their life.
And did you write that?
No.
Oh, okay. Who wrote that?
No, a good friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, this one is an unknown author. And this one is, the best project you'll ever work on is you.
Amen.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You are awesome. Oh, there goes my timer. We are out of time. I want to thank you so much for listening and spending your time with us today. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.